Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Sharon. I had to take a break for a few weeks and restructure some things, but I have everything back up and running and appreciate everyone, all the followers who listen to the Keeping It Real show regularly. Today, you're just going to be stuck with listening to me talking. I'm going to talk about fear because fear is such a big thing in life and in business. And I'm going to touch on both, but to begin with, I want to talk a little bit about business. As I've mentioned in some of my past episodes, I did have a retail business before I started my current real estate business. I'm 54 years old and have had several businesses over the years. And fortunately, they've all been pretty successful, and hopefully that will continue to be the case. But what makes some people be able to go start a business, learn new things, and continue to grow, and other people not? And I think fear is one of the biggest obstacles that gets in people's way. I think fear can paralyze us and keep us from staying focused, and we can easily be distracted, find distractions when we're faced with fear. So looking back in my life and my previous retail business, I look at the times that I think about the times when I could have just stayed somewhat stagnant. There is a fear of learning new programs, learning to change things, systems so that they are more efficient. We can really get stuck in doing things the same way and never really grow. And when we do that, it's because we get comfortable. And being comfortable is one of the easiest and best ways to basically stay right where you are and not really grow. So how do you break out of that? How do you step outside your comfort zone? What do you do to make yourself really charge ahead and lean in? And that's something that is not easy. It's something that I feel that for me, it's a challenge, and I love to be challenged. I can honestly say that I do get scared. It does worry me trying new things. There are the what ifs that get in the way. What if it doesn't work? What if I mess up? What if I forget something because I'm not doing it the way that I feel comfortable with and the original way that I learned? The what ifs, those voices in our head, can really paralyze us. And I think that for me personally, it's something that I have to be able to be stronger than those voices in my head. I have to be able to push through them. And I think that that's the case with everybody. So let me step back and just give some examples. There was a time in my previous business was a recognition business, so awards and signage and so forth. We did a lot of artwork and engraving. And to begin with, when I opened the business, I learned how to do everything. And then I started hiring people, and it was a small business, only had a few employees. And eventually I stepped away from some of the day-to-day things that I was doing as far as like engraving and graphics and so forth went. And I let my employee handle that. One of my employees, that was what I hired her for. She did a great job, stayed for a few years, and then moved on to a new job. And I was paralyzed. I did not know what to do. I had forgotten how to do the engraving. I had forgotten the programs with the artwork. And I thought I was going to be sick. I don't know that I can do this. I don't know that we're so busy. I've got to keep up with the rest of running the shop. How in the world am I going to learn again? And the changes in the graphics program and in the engraving program. And it was a mindset. I had no choice but to lean in and learn. And technology can be a scary thing, but I also pulled from resources, which I think is so important. I've reached out to other people who I know could help me through it and that wanted me to succeed, and spent some time with them and some late hours and dug in and thought, I can go back to the way I was doing it when I first started, but it's not going to be that good. You know, things have changed. I need to keep up with the changes and in the graphics, and I need to learn it, and I need to feel uncomfortable. And that is what I encourage everybody to do. Feel uncomfortable. That is what makes us grow. And so I felt uncomfortable. I didn't like it. but I dove in and ended up learning it and doing better than what I had ever even imagined, and really enjoyed it. So it helped me continue to keep my business growing and take it to another level. There was another example that I want to share with you. It was a time when we decided to go paperless. Before that, every order was written down and my handwriting was horrible. So the employees would have to try to read through it and understand it, and things would be missed or misspelled. And we decided to go paperless. That was very scary. I felt uncomfortable. I had to learn a new system. It was cloud-based. It was this whole new pipeline that I had to learn. And again, I could have kept doing things the same way, but there were mistakes that were being made. There were misspells that were being made. I was basically, anytime there was a mistake, I was losing money. And I realized it's time again for me to be uncomfortable. I need to learn this. I need to spend some hours, some late nights understanding it. I need to figure out the systems. And I need to continue to grow my business. I cannot let fear get in the way of growth. And I feel very fortunate that I've had people who have been supportive of me and help me when I do get hung up on things. But I'm also not afraid to ask for help. And I think that is so important. So fear, once again, I pushed it aside, I powered through, and we were able to continue the business and make more money and grow it until I sold it. So most recently, as I've mentioned before, I got into real estate. And again, that I had to learn something completely new. I had to go to school. I had to take tests and exams. And my goodness, I mean, it was scary. I was transitioning from being a retail business owner, selling that, while at the same time diving into the books, diving into the program. And it felt very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. And because I felt uncomfortable, I knew I was growing. Because I was afraid, I knew I was going to continue to grow. I did it. I passed my exam, and here I am. As a real estate agent, and I'm doing pretty well, I must say. And again, even with that, I know that diving in and learning and not letting fear control what I do has helped me so much. And I think any business owner, any successful business owner will tell you the same. You have to conquer your fears, conquer what makes you feel uncomfortable. And feel uncomfortable, because if you're comfortable, that's where you're going to stay. So most recently for me was learning how to do this podcast. I had somebody else who was helping me with it, and she ended up moving away, and I had to figure it out on my own. I could have easily decided, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I have so much other stuff I'm doing that I'm working on. I feel comfortable not doing it. But then I had people reaching out to me that missed it, that wanted to hear it. And to be honest, I missed it. I missed talking with the people in the community, the business people in the community. And I decided, you know what? Yes, this feels uncomfortable. I have to learn so much technology. Podcasting is not easy. I could pay somebody to do it, but I didn't want to. I wanted to feel uncomfortable, because I know feeling uncomfortable and being afraid, if I'm doing that, if I'm conquering both of those feelings, then I'm growing. And so I've learned it. I'm sure I have a lot more to learn. I can't even tell you the frustration, the times I wanted to throw the computer and the podcasting equipment out the window. But I pushed through, and here we are. I am doing another episode of Keeping It Real with Sharon, and I'm so excited to be back on air again. I have quite a few guests lined up that are going to be coming on in the next couple of weeks, and I'm just excited to be jumping back in to this. So I've got a couple other things that I've been working on, and again, you know, being an entrepreneur and of a business mind, I'm always trying to find ways to grow, to think outside the box, to continue to do things that are exciting and that make me want to work each day. And I can honestly say I love what I do. I love learning. I love growing. And I love that each day brings something new. Is it easy? Absolutely not. My dad used to say, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So I can tell you, this is not easy. Being in business is not easy, but it's what keeps me going. So back to business overall and thinking about the people who have started in business, who have kind of stayed status quo, or who haven't even continued to grow, who have just kind of got stagnant and weren't able to continue to grow. And I wonder if they had pushed through the things that made them feel uncomfortable, the scary things, the things that kept us up at night, kept them up at night, where would they be right now? How would they be doing in business had they not let fear paralyze them? And I think that's a huge, huge thing that we need to think about as business people. Why are we letting our fears paralyze us? I recently had a little workshop that we did at our office. And the workshop was on distractions and what distracts us, our phones, everyday life, our family. And while everybody was talking about it and, you know, things were being written up on the big white sheets of paper, I found myself thinking a little bit deeper. We all have distractions. We all have families or phones or pets. We all have those things in our life that distract us. But what I realized in looking back at that, it just really kind of stuck out to me. I don't know why, but those distractions can sometimes be, we put them there. We allow them to make us, let me see how I want to say this. We allow the distractions to distract us from doing what we need to do to grow. The distractions can make our fears go away. The distractions can make us feeling uncomfortable go away. I'd much rather sit there and chat or check social media sometimes than do the hard things that I need to do to continue to grow. So I was thinking about that and realized that those distractions are ways of covering our fears. They're ways of covering our uncomfortableness. So think about it. If you're in the middle of something that you really like doing and you're excited, you're probably not going to let the distractions get in your way. You're going to keep diving in. So I like to call that being in the zone. And I find that when I put my head to it and I really want to get something done and I really want to accomplish something or learn something like the podcasting, I have to get in the zone. I have to push the distractions away. I have to push those voices in my head, the what ifs, what ifs, what if this doesn't work? What if I can't do it? I have to push the fears away and I have to push the uncomfortableness away and I have to go to that place that keeps me focused and in the zone. And it's a mindset. It is so important to get your head in the right place if you want to grow. It's just something that is easy to let our head really run the show. So my challenge each day is probably the same that your challenges are. How do I get in that zone? How do I let the distractions in life not get in the way? How do I let the fears and the voices not get in the way? And I would say that is the million-dollar question that we all probably struggle with, all of us business people. For me, I'm very much into a routine. Start off my morning with a run. I do some Bible readings in the morning, do some things that help me get into a good mental place. I get to see my daughter before she goes to school and my husband and maybe piddle around a little bit in the morning, but I know that right after lunchtime, I'm in the zone. I am going to be working on the things that I need to be able to really grow and to make sure that I'm doing everything well. When I am not organized and I am not following some kind of routine, I will tell you, my head is not in a good place. I feel cranky. I feel tired. It's so important to have that time and that routine to keep focused and to be able to really dive in and lean in. And that's my challenge. That is my challenge every day to make sure I do that. And I'm going to challenge each of you to make sure you do that as well. Find your zone. Figure out how to get in your zone. Mine normally starts with a cup of hot tea. My mom's from England. I was raised on hot tea. It's my little caffeine kick, my little let me get to a good place, a little warm fuzzy. And I don't care. It can be 95 degrees out. And I will still sit there with my sipping on my cup of tea in the early afternoon, shortly after lunch. And I am going to go all in. So here we are, my first podcast alone. And I'm pretty excited about it. I'm excited that I overcame something that felt uncomfortable to me. And I learned it, and I leaned on some people to ask for help who were willing to help. My husband, number one, sat here one evening with me and helped me figure out some things. But here we are. We're back. Like I said earlier, I've got some guests coming up that I am excited to bring on. So here we are, keeping it real. Back again in business. And I hope all of you guys are having a great day. And I look forward to our next episode. Thanks for sticking with me as I continue to learn. Have a great one. Bye-bye.